Hey, podcaster. Getting help for your podcast doesn't have to be hard, but I know sometimes it can feel like you're either Googling late at night or you're trying to hire a coach that is so expensive and you just want to know, am I doing this right? Am I doing the right things for my podcast and for my business? And this is exactly why I created the Strategize and Shine membership. This is a monthly membership designed to support you as you create a podcast that converts your listeners into leads and helps you sell more of your programs and services. This membership is packed with so many masterclasses, tools, and templates designed to help you simplify your podcast process and bring back more joy to your podcast. Plus, if you sign up now, you will get a special onboarding plus a strategy call with me to go over what your goals are for your podcast. But here's the deal. This is your last chance to lock in the current rate of $47 a month for life. As of May 1st, the price goes up to $97, and that's because this membership is packed with so much value. I would love to see you there and love to help support your podcast. Head to wildhomepodcasting.com/membership to sign up today. January is such a great time for podcasts. We see an increase in downloads, but that's not the only thing. January is when people are ready to make moves in their businesses and their lives, and they are looking for solutions. So in today's episode, I'm going to share how you can set your podcast up for success for Q1, and I even have a checklist for you to download. I am so excited for the new year. I'm so ready for 2024, and I want you to be too. Hi there, and welcome to Share, Strategize, and Shine. I'm your host, Caroline Hull, a podcast strategist and CEO of Wild Home Podcasting. I've built my entire career through podcasts by sharing my experience, using strategic systems, and shining a light on the power of podcasting. If you are looking to cultivate leads for your membership, group program, or consulting services, I'm here to help you create a holistic and integrative podcast strategy that'll let your business thrive. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to Share, Strategize, and Shine. I'm so excited to be here today. I have had a crazy brain just thinking week. I did an annual planning with my mastermind. We did a 3-hour retreat where we planned out our year for 2024. And then that just kind of was percolating in my brain for 2 to 3 days. I mean, just like all I could think about was what I had put into plan and what I wanted to actually like put into action, right? And so I am really ready for the weekend as I'm recording this. It's a Friday. And I'm ready to take a little break on Thanksgiving. And so just excited to share this episode with you though today, because it's something that I have been thinking about a lot. But before that, I want to share a problem that we solved this week. And maybe this will be helpful for you as we're going into the end of Q4, beginning of Q1. And a lot of people usually take a break around that time. And they'll take a break from their business, from their podcast, all the things, which makes a lot of sense. Everybody needs a break. You are entitled to a break. But I think where the stress can come through or the lack of strategy can sometimes really affect your podcast during those breaks. And some of the biggest mistakes I see people make when they do take a break is that they will just stop, right? And so we had a client who wanted to take a break, and we looked at what would make the most sense for her. She has a lot of momentum built up with her podcast, and we knew that it wasn't going to make sense to just stop podcasting for 4 weeks. So here's just a little something that you can do if you're thinking about taking a break. And this is a really easy thing you can do. This is something you can set up real quick before you go on your break, and that is to re-air old episodes. So maybe you have some episodes that did really well or you want to get more eyes on. This is the time to re-air them. And you can publish them as a new episode, but link to the old episode on your website. You can record an intro to go at the beginning. But the main thing I want you to take away from this is if you're worried about engagement and you're worried about losing that momentum and having to restart in January, and those are completely valid concerns. And I know for me, that's something that I'm worried about. But the key is to schedule it all ahead of time and to make sure you have a really great plan in place. And so if you can just take a couple days as you're rounding out Q4 and look at, you know, do I have a day where I can sit down and just schedule these episodes, schedule these re-airs, schedule the emails that go along with them. You know, if I'm going to do any social media that goes with them as well, maybe you can pre-plan that and schedule that as well. And then just be done with it and know that you're going to be on a break. And I know that in this episode today, we're going to talk about getting set up for Q1. And one of the things I always tell my clients as we go into December and the beginning of January is like, go ahead and plan out January, February, and March. You should already have that kind of planned out by now. And if you don't, let's work on it. And then let's go ahead and see, like, during our break, maybe there's a day where we don't really have anything going on or we have some spare time, even if it's before the break, as you're wrapping things up, and go ahead and record episodes for January. And so you can really just sail into that December break without having to worry about anything that's coming up on your calendar. I know that that is my goal as I'm getting ready, and that gives me a lot of confidence, and that also gives me a lot of brain space to wrap out Q4, getting ready into Q1. So it's not just about taking a break. It's about being proactive and having a plan so that way you do not have any stress at all as you move into the new year with your podcast. And that is the problem we solved for our client this week. I am really excited to talk about Q1. I don't know about you all, but I'm ready to leave 2023 behind and dive into a new year. And one thing that I think is really important as we are going into a new year, into a new quarter, is to do some planning, some reviewing, some evaluating. I just did an annual planning with my mastermind, and it was a total game changer. It gave me so much perspective on 2023. And then it also really helped me lean into the things that I want to happen in 2024. And just having that perspective and that energy as you're going into a new year, especially with your business, and also having a plan in place, I think is so impactful at how you show up for it. I know that if I hadn't done that annual planning, I would have done some kind of planning with my team, but we probably wouldn't have gotten around to January, to be quite honest. And I don't know if I would feel this invigorated about the end of Q4 going into Q1 as I do right now. Like, I'm bursting with energy. I have so much I want to do. It feels really, really good. And so I just really want to encourage you as we talk today about getting your podcast ready for Q1 to take the time to do this stuff. And it's not like it doesn't have to be a 3-day extravaganza of planning. It can be an hour where you sit down and just open up all of your spreadsheets and things and decide, you know, how you're going to move forward with your podcast into the next year. So I just wanted to start off with that encouragement because, I mean, I am just so excited. So it's really important to do a review of your podcast every year, if not every quarter, or, you know, when it feels really in alignment to do a review. I know for me, I like to kind of look at things about every quarter or so. And the reason why we want to do that is because we want to make sure we're looking at what's working, what's not working, what do we want to improve upon, and in all of our podcast strategy, which we're going to talk about today. And the best time to do this is before you need it done, right? So we're moving into Q1. Now is the time to do this type of review of your podcast. And it's not that we're looking for problems. It's that we want to make sure everything is still moving in the right direction that we want for our business, right? So I really, really want to encourage you as you're listening to this episode to do this for yourself go download the checklist that goes along with this episode. You can find it, which we will link in the show notes. It'll be on the website, the show notes page. But this is just such an important thing. And I think that it's a really undervalued process. I know for a lot of business owners, we will do business planning and we won't necessarily do a review of like our content or our marketing. And so this is your moment. So the first thing I want to make sure that we kind of have an idea of is what should we be working on or looking at as we're doing this review and getting into Q1 with our podcast. This is, like I said, this isn't looking for problems. This is looking at alignment, and this is looking at, you know, how we feel about things and the direction that things are going. And so the very first place I want you to start is with a review and audit. So go back through those questions I said in that in my opening here, you know, what's working, what's not, what do you want to improve upon? And then I want you to update all of those little pesky things that get forgotten. I cannot tell you how many clients we have that come to us who set up their podcast 2 years ago and forgot to ever go back in and update their RSS feed. And so this is your moment. You're going to open up your RSS feed host, and I want you to look at things like those pesky little boxes when you click on podcast info, you know, categories, copyrights, all of those things. I just want you to open up your RSS feed host and go to town and update all of that. I know that I was poking around in some clients' accounts the other day as I was working on some stuff, and I was thinking to myself, oh, we need to go through everybody's and update their copyrights, because, you know, some people put a year on their copyright and that year is about to be over. So go ahead and update it for 2024. So this is like the easiest place to start, but these are the little things that are gonna not be updated that can make an impact later. So go ahead and take a look at those. And when you are looking at, you know, things like categories and making sure the author is correct and all of those little things, you know, think about with, especially with categories, does this still make sense for me? And does this still make sense for my podcast to be in this category? It probably does if you've already done the work to discover that. But if you're like me and you like to play with your category placement, you know, this is a really good time to do that as well. The next thing I want you to look at is your description. So does your description still work not only for your podcast, but for your business and for the services that you offer and the help that you want to provide? Like, does it still make sense? Is there some wording that you've maybe updated in your marketing for your business that you want to update in your description as well? Are you still satisfied with your SEO and being known for the things that you've mentioned in your description? And this is, doesn't have to be a rewrite. This can just be a simple freshen up, but definitely look at your description and make sure that, you know, does it still make sense for me? Does it still make sense for my podcast? Along those same lines is your branding. So if you have done any updating this year with your business, does it make sense then to update some things with your podcast? So when I'm thinking about branding, I'm thinking about my cover art, my music, even my intro and outro and my trailer, you know, all of those things that define what my podcast is, right? And so if you are in, even if you're going into Q1 and you're like, I am going to be updating my logo, maybe it's time to kind of update the cover art. So thinking about those things. And here's another thing I want to say too about this is if you feel like now is not the moment, but it's coming down the road, go ahead and put it in your annual plan and know that I do want to update my branding for my podcast. I think it's time for new cover art, for new all the things. But I'm going to save that for March when I have more time to focus on it. And that's totally okay. But I think it's important to like take that moment to look through those things and say, are these still in alignment with my business as a whole? You know, one of the things that I think people forget when you're creating a podcast, especially one that is supporting your business and warming leads, all the things that I always talk about, is we want to make sure that the picture is consistent across the board. So your podcast, like if it is supporting your business, should not be so different from your business that it doesn't make sense. We want it to be parallel to your business, right? So when people see your business and they see your podcast, it makes sense. And I will tell you, like when we rebranded the podcast this year, this podcast you're listening to, we actually, when we created the cover art and everything, that actually kind of informed some of the rebranding we did for my business and how our social media content and everything like that looks really came from the podcast, because it is my main piece of content, my main piece of marketing. So that was really important to me. So just a little inside peek into how that was for me and how that may be for you as well. So if you are looking at that and you're thinking, I want to update it, I say go for it. I mean, I always think having anything fresh, especially as you go into like a new phase or a new time, can be really impactful. And that's one of the things I love about the podcast refreshes that we do, is that it really does like usher in a new phase for the podcast. So don't be afraid to update those things. You can update them at any point. I know a lot of people get worried about picking cover art and not being able to update it later. You can change it anytime you want, friends. So don't be afraid to do that. Okay, so those are kind of the more easy things to do that you can do right away. But now I want to really dive into some strategy and some of the things that you should look at as relates to the podcast strategy for your business. So the first thing we want to review is the opt-in or your call to action. I am known to change this stuff up a lot. And the reason being is because we're in an experimentation phase. I think we finally landed where we want to be for now. But this is something that I really want to encourage you to review often. Is the opt-in or the call to action that you have for your podcast leading people to where you want them to go? And also, this is a really good moment to review your funnel. And I want you to ask yourself as you're looking at all of this, is this still working toward my goals? You know, the goals that I've set for my podcast and for my business. And, you know, if you feel like it's time for a new opt-in, it doesn't mean that you have to go back and change all the old episodes. But it could be something that, you know, you're working on refreshing for 2024, for Q1, and go ahead and think about, like, how am I going to set this up for the most success? You know, I think for me right now, what's working really well is having a lead magnet as my opt-in. I have a nurture sequence funnel that occurs right after that with some videos, and then that goes into telling people about my membership. And I am not a funnel genius, so if you want to hear more about funnels, I highly recommend going and listening to our episode with Allison Hardy, because this is what we dive into, and it is her zone of genius. I'm going to leave that to her. But I think that this is such a missed opportunity if you are not looking at this. And, you know, even if you design a funnel specifically for your podcast, which you absolutely can do, making sure that those emails are updated and everything is working, like I said, towards your goals. The next thing I want you to review is, of course, content. You knew I was going to say it, didn't you? We always want to be looking at our content. So the best way to do this is to open up your stats in your RSS feed host and look at your downloads. Which episodes did really, really well? And I want you to look at them and say, why did they do well? Was it because of the topic? Was it because of the guest? Was it because I tried some different things with promoting this episode? You know, really take a hard look at that and review that. The other thing I want you to ask yourself is, what did I enjoy, right? And what do I want to do more of? So I know for me, as I'm reviewing my content this year, I think one of the things I'm loving is doing 2 episodes per week. It is a lot of work, I will say that, but I love the growth I've seen because of it. And I love that I'm able to not only do a solo episode every week, but an interview. And I love doing the interview. So that for me is telling me I'm on the right track. And as you're reviewing your content, you know, think about it. Do I want to change up the structure? Do I want to maybe add some segments? Is there something I want to do to kind of bring a fresh take to my podcast for the new year? I am loving segments. I don't know if you know this, but anyone who's had a strategy call with me, we've talked about segments, because I think it just gives the listeners something to look forward to. And I think it helps break up the monotony, especially when you're doing solo episodes. You know, sometimes it can be just like, oh, I'm going to listen to her talk for 20 minutes or whatever. And I think the segments kind of break that up. And so I really love that we've added a segment to my podcast. I hope you are loving it as well. And I think it's such a great way to invite people into different aspects of your world and your business, right? So like I may even consider doing a segment where I share, you know, a tip from my life or something that happened to me this week or something like that. But it's definitely fun to do and has made me really excited to sit down and record. So thinking about your episode structure as well, I think is really, really important and a fun thing to do as you're looking at your content. Hey, podcaster, are you setting your podcast up for success? What if you could have a plan that makes podcasting easier? I am so excited to be holding a podcast goals and annual planning workshop for online business owners, coaches, consultants, and service providers who have a podcast and want to create a plan for their year so they can leverage their podcast for leads, sales, and marketing. This is going to be a super fun workshop where we will create a plan and give you the framework to create a podcast that works for you throughout the year. It's going to be held on December 12th, but if you can't make it, you will get access to the replay. It also includes a planning workbook with exercises and templates to help you along the way, plus our podcast marketing hub template, and like I said, access to the replay. It's only $25, and I really hope to see you there. Head to wildhomepodcasting.com/plan. I can talk about content for days, so we're going to move on to the next one. And that is that you need to look at your annual plan. So you remember when I was talking about my annual plan that I did? As I was doing it, I was going, oh my gosh, I wish every client and podcaster would do this because it would make such a big difference. And I know for me, I mean, it's giving me so much direction for my podcast content going into next year. So I'm really excited about that. But as you're looking at your annual plan, I want you to start plugging in content that aligns with your sales and promotions. So I did my annual planning in my mastermind, and it was led by one of the people in my mastermind. She's amazing. And she recommended like a certain number of promotions and sales each year. You know, maybe you have something each month that you're really focusing on. It depends on your business model, of course. But that really helped me line everything up and plan it out. And now I can create content around those things. And it feels so easy and it feels so right. And I love that I don't have to think about it. You know, because I think sometimes when we don't have those plans in place, we start grasping at straws or throwing spaghetti at the wall, as some people like to say, you know, just finding something quickly to do. And when you have a plan and you're able to actually plug in content that aligns with those sales and promotions, now the funnel starts to make sense. The sales start to make sense. How we're showing up on social media. I mean, it all just falls into place. So I really, really, really encourage you to take the time to do that. This step does require a little bit more work, but I promise you it's going to really impact. Again, as I said when I started this, it's going to impact your perspective on your year. So review your content and then start plugging it in. And then the very last thing I want to talk about and have you review is audience building and visibility for next year. So this is kind of the same thing. We're going to say what worked, what didn't work, what do we want to do more of, what did we enjoy. I have talked a lot about how getting in front of the right audiences consistently is so, so important. And I think it's incredibly impactful when you can build it into your schedule and build it into your plan and have it mapped out. And so that's what I want for you with visibility. I know that I've talked about it a lot on this podcast, but it's definitely something that is going to be a game changer as you start to network and collaborate. And like I said, getting in front of those audiences. And so do the same thing with the visibility plan as we did with content. Review it. Decide what you want to do more of. Do you want to be on more podcasts? Do you want to do more summits? you know, do you want to do more workshops, whatever that is, and go ahead and start to plug them into your annual plan. And I think what is so great about this is giving us a plan for growth that we can be constantly working on. And it's not social media focused. It's not creating YouTube videos focused. This is literally just how am I showing up in the world and how am I getting my podcast in front of new audiences. And so definitely make sure that that is on your list of things to review for your podcast for Q1. So it really is about being proactive and having a plan before January hits, because we're all going to get busy in January. I know that for me and my agency and as a service provider, January and February and March are probably our busiest months of the year. And so I want to make sure that I am reviewing all of these things now so I can maximize these things later and think about them now, work on the plan now while I have the time. I don't want to be doing this in January when things feel busy and I'm so focused on working on goals that I forget to look at this stuff, right? And, you know, here's the thing. You do not have to do this alone. This kind of review can be tough. And so I do have a checklist for you. So be sure to go download that. We'll put the link in the show notes. But I just wanted to say too, if you need coaching through some of these things, I highly recommend our membership, the Strategic Podcast Academy. And then we also have one-on-one services that can help you. I have a 3-month coaching plan we're going to be launching in January. We have our podcast refresh and also our production. So if you're thinking, you know, I need to review these things and I need a little bit of help, then definitely send me an email, hello@wildhomepodcasting.com. And we can talk about which one of these things, whether that's the membership or our one-on-one services, would be best for you. And creating a podcast that is aligned with your plan and it's going to help guide you into 2024. So I hope this episode was helpful. I know it was super actionable today, so your head's probably spinning and your hand might hurt from taking notes. So go grab that checklist. Be sure to let me know on Instagram or you can send me an email if this was helpful and what you learned from it and maybe what questions popped up for you as you were working through this. I would love to know. And I will be back with another episode very soon. Thank you for listening to Share, Strategize, and Shine. To give your own podcast some shine, download my free podcast guide to creating episodes for sales by heading to the link in the show notes. Be sure to leave a review and connect with me on Instagram for more podcast strategy insights. Until next time.